Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Mind Changers Podcast. I am your old pal, Rob Vernon. And this, friends, is a business episode. So if you do business, are in business, have a business, all of the, any one of the above, if you work for a living, which most of us do, and you have any, especially for those who have any control over anyone else's life, pay attention to the next few minutes, because I'm going to give you some, tricks. I'm going to give you some well-worn tips, some practiced truths. I'm going to share with you some secrets. And you can use this, you can use these leadership ideas and these concepts on your, in your life anywhere. So leadership in business applies to leadership in life. All that stuff is true, right? So this is the reality. Here we go. Number one. If you have a rule book, a policy manual, is there a document that runs your business that doesn't have anything to do with the procedure of the business? So let's say you own a bakery and you have a large book of recipes and some information about how everything else works, and then you have a must wear this, must do that, must do these, and they're not directly related to the business itself. So, you know, somebody must wear a certain kind of shoes, a certain kind of hat, a certain kind of thing, and that's not directly related to the business, but how you wish to appear or how you want to run your business, whatever that kind of thing is. You have to be at a certain place on time, all that kind of stuff. If you have that in a book somewhere, and the thicker that it is, the worse off in the long term your business is going to be. Your rule book, not your procedure book, ladies and gentlemen, not your procedures, not your work procedures, not that, not how to do the job, not what to do on the job, but how to do the job, right? If your rule book for being an employee should be a single page, maybe two. Maybe. What do I mean? I mean, the more rules you have, the more things you enforce, the more needless policy that you bring to bear on the people that you have working for you, the more you will have to hire, because people will quit. Because there will be small, tiny-minded people in the universe of your business that enforce those policies when others don't. Because if you have a bullshit policy, smart managers will not enforce that bullshit policy because they know it chases people away. That's a reality. But you'll find one son of a bitch, and it's always some powerless son of a bitch who has been picked on or bullied or whatever in their entire life. There's one asshole who will go ahead and enforce that policy on the people that he doesn't like or she doesn't like. And you will chase people absolutely away from your business. Good ones. So the first thing you need to do if you are having any sort of issues in your business at all is take your rule book and put that son of a bitch in the shredder. Not your procedures, not your directives, not your requirements for business. Not how do we cook, how do we make the cookies? Not how do we fill up the tanks at the gas station? Not that. You need that. Because somebody has to be able to learn those things. But then, once you've shredded your rule book, once you've taken it and put it in the shredder, make rules and then hire well. That's it. Hire decent, smart, capable people. Pay them well. All right? That's a trick in and of itself. Pay them well. And they will do whatever you want whenever you want them to do it. And on top of that, if you do this, you will find your life is a significantly simpler one. You will. And I can promise you, you will, because I've done this exact thing. When I was facing a crisis of personnel, I was budgeted 25. I had 6, including myself. One person got, one person got sick, one person got hit by a bus, whatever it is, and we were out of business. 100%. That didn't happen. Because we banded together, switched it around, fixed the problem, and for a good year and a half, we had to hire absolutely nobody because we had people who were bonded by the difficulties and focused on the good and did all of the things. And the rule book that existed previously, I threw it out. We stopped worrying about dress codes and how people act on social media and all of that. I don't care. You shouldn't either. Okay? If it's detrimental to your business, if they're causing a reputation problem, not just are you personally offended because you're a tight-ass cunt, but is that person doing harm to your business? Are they lying, slandering? Is there libel engaged? What's actually happening, right? Is something happening? Are they saying things that aren't true about you or your business? And if they're saying things that are true about your business, well, my goodness, maybe you should fix that before you worry about firing the employee, right? But I digress. Pay them as much as you can afford to pay them. That's secret number two. Secret number one, tear up your rule book. Throw it away. Start from scratch. Sit down and talk with the people who work for you or work around you or work with you, however you say it, and say, what do we want from one another? What do we expect from one another? And this is what we expect from one another, and this is what I expect from you, and that's what you should be doing. And that's what we all should be doing. And everybody in the group has the ability to hold someone else accountable for those things. Ta-da. Right? So if you empower everyone in the group to hold everyone else accountable, they're not going to be able to discipline them. That's not the point. The point is to say, we have agreed as a group to do this stuff. These things. We're going to be here at this hour. We're going to get started by this hour. We're going to make sure these things are done. We're going to clean up. We're going to do this. We're going to make sure their kitchen looks good. Whatever it is. However you want to phrase those things, let the team make the rules. Don't worry about your piddling little desires for everybody looking good in a one color shirt or to make sure that everybody has jeans on or never wears jeans or whatever. Conservative horse trash or liberal horse trash you think should happen, whatever. If the team has autonomy about how they live their lives, ladies and gentlemen, there can be, aside from good pay, dignity, personal responsibility, personal autonomy is the key to being a successful employer. Period. End of fucking sentence. That's the reality. That's the absolute reality. The second, pay as much as you possibly can. Some days it's going to hurt. Some weeks it's going to hurt. Some quarters it's going to hurt. Pay anyway. As much as you can possibly afford to everybody that shows up consistently and matches the team's energy. Now, if you've got somebody that is failing the team and the team brings that person to you and you can't fix that person or have the team fix the person, change the people, right? So change how the team acts or change who's on the team, period. That's it. That person has to go and you have to find a reason. No longer a cultural fit. Punch out. Sorry. And here is 4 weeks of severance for you. For your trouble. I'm sorry that you didn't work out, but best of luck. And if somebody calls, we'll give them a good reference. Have a good day. The team will fire your people if you allow them to. But you have to pay them. You have to pay them. Because in the beginning, especially, if you start a good process of being somebody who pays well, you will attract people. People will want to come work for you. People don't... Listen. At the end of the day, okay, if the People don't want fucking beanbag chairs and ice cream makers and all of this shit that the focus group people and the HR consultants and all of the bullshit. They don't want any of this. They don't care. I mean, it's cool for a time, but you're creating losers and slackers in that business. You're creating idiots who just want to come there and be a bro and hang out and play foosball and eat some ice cream and maybe do some work. You're fucking up your producers. So you have to stop that. Get rid of that nonsense. Nobody wants it. It's a workplace. They need quiet and focus and the ability to do. And listen, the open work plan, absolute horse trash. The open office thing, bullshit. Throw it away. People want a quiet place to be. Make it a place with plenty of light and plenty of glass that they can get behind and be things can be where they can be quiet and think. And then have a spot where they can gather if you require an office. But this is the third one. If it can be done from home, do it from home. And here's how you announce that shit, right? You say, here's what we're going to do. Because we know several of you commute, because we know you waste hours and time doing things external to this job so that you can come to work here, because of the fact that we have the ability to allow you to work from home, we're going to allow you to work from home. And here's the pledge that we will make if you stick with us. We're not going to look over your shoulder. We're not going to ask questions. We're not going to put anything in your computer that monitors your activity. Get the work done. And your day is your day. We don't care. Screw up. You don't hold up your end of the bargain. You're out on your ass. Say it like that. But say it. Hold up your end of the bargain and you stay. Don't, and you're out on your ass. Period. End of sentence. Fact of the matter. But if all of these CEOs and middle managers and all of these fucking nitwits are trying to get their hands on your people or get their hands on their people and make sure that they're getting absolute productivity out of them, I'm going to tell you something that probably is going to upset your apple cart here just a little bit and will probably upset a lot of people. Big data is for fascists. I wish you could see me smile, but it's not a video. Big data is for fascists, okay? And big data is for fascists and bean counters, right? So I don't need to know. You don't need to know what your employee does when they're not working on the problem. If they're working at a help desk and they work from home and there's no help to be given, do what you need to do. But once somebody needs help, you're there and the problem's fixed. And you get a good response from that. So is the person satisfied with your help? That data matters. But how many keystrokes you get an hour? Or that your mouse is always moving? Or that you're always looking, facing the computer? That's absolute horse shit. I look at that kind of behavior, that kind of mentality, that kind of monitoring. And here's what I know for sure. Yes, you should block websites and all that kind of stuff. You should. But here's what I know for sure. My father and my grandfather and the men that they worked with and were comrades with, they would have burned the place down with the kind of over-the-shoulder nitpicking monitoring bullshit. Can't have it. So give the people more autonomy. Give them more freedom. Give them dignity. Give them human dignity. And watch how well your fucking business does. Watch how much money you make. People like to be free. And people will like that job. You do absolutely have to provide leadership. The boss isn't your friend. Your supervisor isn't your pal. But I'll be damned if you can't go out every once in a while and go out for drinks or go out for some food or something. You can do that, right? You can do those kinds of things if you're local, if you have a place to go. But you cannot get into this situation where you're trying to be their buddy and their pal. That's just dumb bullshit. So you have to be able to lead. You must be able to lead. So where are we? Destroy the rule book. Pay them well. Give them autonomy. Destroy the rule book, pay them well, give them the freedom to exist, right? So give them autonomy, give them what they need to survive. All of that stuff having been said, if you want to be a person who leads a group of people, if you want to be a person who is successful in that leadership, you don't have to listen to these khaki-clad cocksuckers. You don't have to listen to anybody in suits and ties. You just have to listen to the people you're going to lead and get to know who they are. If you're bad with names, that's okay. Find a way to be good with names. Do your own research and do some whatever you need to do in order to become that individual who can remember names and dates of birth and all of these things, so that you can say hello on their birthday or their kid's birthday. You don't have to talk to a consultant, not a single fucking one. What you have to do is talk to your people. If you want to be a good leader, you have to be a good listener. Servant-centered leadership, look it up, listen about it, understand it, but know this. Your people will tell you everything about them you need to know. Absolutely no question, period. You just have to ask those questions. And if you're afraid to ask those questions, you're not going to be a good leader. Get to know them. Get to be with them. Sit with them. Talk to them. Understand where they're coming from. And a little bit of that is like a... it's almost like parenting, right? So you have to understand your kid in order to parent them. You have to understand your people in order to lead them. It's just leadership, right? Parenting is just leadership, and leadership is just parenting. Now, you shouldn't, there's some things you shouldn't have to do, but it is what it is, right? The point that I'm making is this. In the end, if you want to be an organization that truly leads, not gives, you're not going to win awards for this shit, okay? No, you're not going to have a school named after you. You're not going to have a college named after you. You're not going to because you're not going to be a cutthroat asshole. But what you're going to do is you're going to be a person who creates a situation that people will rally around. And like Gary Vee talks about just a little bit, it's all about who shows up at your funeral, right? And you will have a full house that day because those people will love you because of who you are, what you did, what you meant to them, and what they meant to you. Care about the people who work for you, and they will take care of your business. I can promise you that as sure as I'm standing here, sitting here technically, as sure as I exist, people will come to your rescue if need be, if you take care of them. Take care of them, they will take care of you. 1,000%. So, I hope I've been a help to you. I hope you go into the weekend with a little bit of attitude and maybe a little bit of positivity and some hope for the future. And I think if you need anything from me, if I can help you in any way, I'll be happy to help, no charge. I like to talk to people and listen to their problems. I'm a fixer, I'm a giver, I help people myself. It's gotten me into more trouble than it saved me from, but I don't care. I still like to help. Threegoodthingspod@gmail.com. Send me an email, and if you need help, I'll help. However, whatever it is, reach out, and I can probably help you. So, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate each and every one of you listening. Thank you very much, and I hope you have an excellent day, an excellent weekend, and I will talk to you very soon. Please, please, please be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.